Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Doug Deacon. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Ken. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing even better when I'm hearing your voice, brother. I got to tell you that.
You got to raise your bar.
Well, you know, yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway, Doug Deacon joining us on the show. So I know that the first half was pretty awful back on Sunday against Houston. What lessons do you think that Baker learned in that football game?
Well, I just think, you know, it was more a case of getting exposed to different looks. And I think, obviously, Romeo Crennel came out with a game plan where they just rushed four and dropped seven. And I think, you know, when you play a team like the Texans that have the three good pass rushers up front, and, you know, you kind of scheme your protection to make sure they don't get to the quarterback, well, you end up, you know, keeping a running back in or a tight end in to help out, and that gives you one less receiver out in your patterns a lot of times. So the numbers are going to be against you, and you got to take what the defense gives you. And I think, you know, of the three interceptions, the last one was the only one I thought was a really bad throw. The defensive back undercut it for the touchdown. And the other one, I thought that the receiver could have helped him, Callaway, by coming back for the football a little bit.
Doug Deacon joined us on the hotline. I wonder if part of it was how that first quarter, Baker couldn't get in a rhythm. It was great ball control offense by Bill O'Brien, Deshaun Watson, and that Texans offense. And I wonder if then Baker started to press a little bit. Doug, do you think that could have been the case?
Well, yeah, I think he did try to press. I mean, he hasn't been down like that by that many points in such a short time. And, you know, I think he was probably a little wired for the game because, you know, he's going back to his home state and, you know, the adrenaline's cooking pretty good. And, you know, some of the throws were not as accurate as we were used to seeing in the first half. But he righted the ship and, you know, showed why, you know, you can believe in him because – you know, that's not his M.O. to throw three interceptions. And I think, you know, it was a learning experience. And, all young quarterbacks have it. And if you look at the other three guys that are rookie quarterbacks in the league this year that were drafted high, they've struggled.
Doug Deacon.
And Baker has been nothing like that.
Yeah. Doug Deacon joining us on the show. He's very happy. No one will be coughing on the plane ride home. They are at home today on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. Doug, the offensive line, even though they lost on Sunday, the offensive line has been much, much better over the last three games. No sacks. Why is that?
Well, I think one thing is the quarterback gets the ball out quicker. And I think, you know, there's a combination of, you know, what they're running offensively and the fact that, you know, they didn't run the ball real well against the Texans, but the previous couple weeks they ran the ball well, and that helps your protection. I mean, you look at Peyton Manning, you know, he never really got sacked a lot because he knew where the ball was supposed to be and he got it out in a hurry. And the good quarterbacks make the protection better by, you know, the amount of time it takes them to get rid of the football.
You know, the way, Doug, I looked at that Texans team, I thought to myself, man, if we can be there a year from now, we'll be in great shape. Like, I don't know if we're going to win nine in a row, but I see no reason why the Browns, given all their assets, given Baker and, you know, his evolution and a new coach and all that, I see no reason why the Browns couldn't be a really good, complete team next season.
Yeah, I mean, they're set up to take a big jump next year. And I think, you know, this year, when you look at the young players that, you know, have gotten in there, Ward, Baker, Chubb, Callaway, you know, all these guys have learned a lot. And then, you know, you go to the offensive line. You know, they've started the gel, as, you know, you talked about the protection part of it. You know, it would help if they were, you know, had a little more success in the running game last week. But, you know, that wasn't there. And so, you know, it's everything is, you know, each week you walk away from the game and you say, okay, what did we see this week that we hadn't seen the week before? And, you know, I'm sure Baker files all this. And, you know, next year, you know, I think he'll take a even bigger jump.
Doug Deacon joining us on the hotline. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, it didn't go all that well last week against that team. But, you know, we've seen a little bit of an inconsistent effort from the D throughout the season. Some of the numbers aren't so flattering. Overall, through 12 games, Doug, what do you make of the defense?
Well, I think, you know, they're one of those – the thing about them is they've gotten a lot of takeaways. Unfortunately, they didn't get any in the game last week, and I think that's only the second time the Raiders game was the other where they were on the negative side of the giveaway takeaway. But, when, you know, when they get to take the ball away and if the offense can do something with it and put points on the board, you know, that's when you win football teams. If you look at the Carolina Panthers – the four games where they didn't have any turnovers, they won. They've won six in the season. So, you know, the giveaway-takeaway part of it is a big part of it. And, you know, that was one of the downfalls from down in Texas. The turnovers really just kind of buried them early.
Doug Deacon joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How do you feel about Cam Newton's shoulder? Do you think that gives the Browns a better shot, or are you going to be leery about it just like what Greg Williams was saying yesterday?
Well, I think you're leery about it. I mean, the guy is, you know, their offense, but the offense kind of runs between him and McCafferty. I mean, that's the way they go. You know, Greg Olsen hasn't had the year that he's had in the past, and, you know, he was kind of the main target for Cam, but now his numbers are way down, and they've kind of, you know, Norv Turner is down there as the offensive coordinator, and, you know, Norv likes to throw the ball down the field. They drafted DJ Moore in the first round, and, you know, he's a flyer that, you know, is like a running back after he catches the ball. So, you know, they've got some weapons, but, you know, they're on a little streak of four in a row, so, you know, they're just about out of that division right now.
Doug Deacon with us on the show. Well, with Cam, and Lyman and I were kind of going back and forth on this. We agreed. But would you rather see Cam at full strength, just as maybe a measuring stick? I know they're 4-7-1, and they're not necessarily out of it right now. But if it were Cam Newton versus Baker Mayfield against each other's defenses, and Baker Mayfield came out on top, isn't that just another feather in the cap to the future of this franchise?
Well, it's a confidence builder, and I think, you know, that's something that, you know, when you've gone through one win and 31 losses over a period of 2 years, confidence is a big factor, and, you know, the belief that you can do it. And, you know, yeah, we've beat some teams that were, you know, in the middle of the pack. You know, you look at the Falcons, and, you know, they're kind of in the middle of the pack. But then, you know, last week we met one of the top teams, and we got spanked. So, you know, it's a lesson learned. And I think from a confidence factor, and, you know, if you want to get in the playoffs, these are the type of teams that you have to beat.
Doug Deacon with us on the hotline from the Browns Radio Network. So Larry Ogunjobi is dealing with a bicep injury. They're not sure how significant it is. Are we to the point of the season now where it looks like playoffs are probably not going to happen, that you start thinking about shutting guys down?
Well, I mean, I think you shut down guys down if they can't play or if it's going to hurt them further. I mean, the other case would be Denzel Ward. He's had a couple concussions. You know, where is he? I mean, by the same token, you know, young guys need to learn how to play 16 games. You know, they're used to playing 10, 11, 12 games in college. It's a longer season, and, you know, you throw in the preseason, and now you got 20 games. You know, you've got to know how to, you know, kind of navigate the water for that long season.
Are you allowed to say, might have to dump this, but what the hell? Are you allowed to say who you think the next head coach of the Browns should be?
I'd probably be allowed to say if I knew, but I'm not sure. I think, you know, you've got to find somebody that can transition from the old NFL to the new NFL. I mean, we're seeing it all around. You know, Andy Reid is a guy that's, you know, really adapted to, you know, the personnel that he has, and he's one of the older guys. But we're also seeing a lot of young guys. You know, Bill O'Brien did a great job down in Houston. I mean, you look at the guy that coached Tom Brady and the, you know, style of quarterback he is, and now he's got, you know, Deshaun Watson, and that's a totally different type of offense that he's running. So, You have to find somebody that has the flexibility and ability to, you know, deal with the new age offenses that, you know, the college game that's really coming to the pros.
I had just gotten so excited because we got Daryl earlier, Doug, to say that he wanted John Harbaugh, which is if he's available, is a guy I want. And there's been so many writers who are not saying who they want, who it's like, eh, I don't know. It's like, man, it's been 2 months. You don't have a leading candidate. But then I immediately, when I was going to ask you, I thought of Herb Street. Maybe I thought, eh, maybe he's not at liberty to say.
No, you know, having been exposed to Bruce Arians when he was here, if Bruce was a little younger, he's great with quarterbacks. And I think you got to have somebody that can help develop Baker even more. And, I think if you look at, when John Dorsey got the job here, obviously he was, you was going to stay. But, had that not happened, you probably might have ended up with that Matt Nagy from Chicago, who's done a great job up there.
He has done a fantastic job. Doug, we got into a discussion earlier. Jim Harbaugh, if he were to want to come back to the NFL, or John Harbaugh, which one would you rather have?
Ooh.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say John.
My guy.
If you look at Jim's offense, it's pretty much old school, where John, I think, isn't on top of the offense, where he would hire an offensive coordinator that would be more of this new age offense.
All right, let me throw a name out there.
Okay.
There's somebody I'm kind of passionate about from
comes.
Time to time.
Yeah.
But, Doug, talk me out of it. If Doug talks me out of it, I'll never mention his name on the show again. Josh McDaniels, your thoughts.
Well, I mean, he's had a lot of success, but, as we've seen, those that come from the Belichick tree, Romeo being one, a great defensive coordinator, but not didn't have a lot of success as a head coach. There's been others. Eric Mangini is another guy. But then you see the Bill O'Briens, and he's had exposure as a head coach in the NFL. It didn't work out. Much like, Belichick, he got exposure as a head coach, didn't work out here. He ends up being the genius. So I think, the combination of what players you get and, how you're able to incorporate the way the game is played today is a big key. And I think, McDaniels has done a good job of, doing that with, Tom Brady. They do it to Tom Brady's skills, and you look at them. They keep changing receivers, but they still got the quarterback, and they still win.
I don't know if that was a ringing endorsement.
Doesn't sound like a full-throated endorsement to me. I love it.
I was kind of middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack, Doug. Oh dear.
Doug, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it. All the best, and we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Okay, good.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.